First, I just want to say I really didn't know Ross was going to preach on this today. He just sent me a WhatsApp to say, can I share some stories of this year, testimonies of this year? And I think God is so faithful and so good because it links in really well. Obviously, you knew that, but I don't. Anyway, so first of all, I want to start with just a little bit about myself. I am Annette and I'm married to Derek. Derek is a financial planner and we currently have like a small little boutique guest house that I'm in charge of. But before I go on with that, so there's three things I feel I should share today with you guys. It's just God's provision in our needs, God's provision emotionally, and God's provision in our wants. So, if you can just rewind a few years, when I was a teenager, I was very unsaved. And during this period in my life, my parents went bankrupt, but like the bad kind of bankrupt, where they take the house and they take the cars and they take some of the furniture. And it was really rough. And we actually ended up all sleeping together in a one bedroom for a few months. So that experience obviously equals, I don't feel very comfortable with financial uncertainty, if you can see what I'm going at. So financial uncertainty is a major raw spot in my life because of my past. And in the beginning of the year, God was really good and faithful to us. And he decided this thing, he's going to deliver me off from this year. So in the beginning of the year, my husband came home and there was some restructuring at his work. So, which means his income is also fluctuating at the moment. It's not set. And as a guest house owner and a guest house, my income is also fluctuating. It's not set in stone. So now we have two fluctuating incomes coming into the household every month, and we don't know what's going to happen. So that equals financial uncertainty. That equals Annette freaking out, to put it basic. So this was basically the first couple of months of this year. The picture I want to draw for you is like, I don't know if any of you have ever had like a rescue dog that comes from a rescue situation. They were abused. And every time you lift up your hand to touch them or to love them or to provide for them, they go like this. You know what I'm talking about. So that was the condition of my heart in terms of this whole situation. So in the beginning of the month, I have this amazing husband. We would look at the bookings of the guest house and it would be blank. And my husband would be like, let's take a screenshot and see how God's going to provide. And I go like, the condition of my heart was, this is the beginning of the end for us. And it was so amazing. And just like a rescue dog, that God comes and he gives love and he provides and he nurtures. He did that with my heart by providing every month. At the end of the month, we would take a screenshot of the bookings, and it was really a good month. And every time that we would sit and sell, and we would say, guys, you have to pray for us this month, the bookings. And then everyone would pray, and the testimonies of just people booking and coming in. It was crazy. And it is so beautiful how God really provided in our need to supply people to the guest house and for bookings and stuff on the first one. And then the second level of that is really providing in my emotional need of just, I've been rehabilitated in a sense. Like, I'm not that scared little dog anymore with my heart. I'm like, I can literally see. Now when I see the gaps in the bookings, I'm like, ha, you've got work to do, you know. And I'm just like, I'm so confident and God will provide for us. And there will be more than enough every month. And the other part of my testimonies is just in the wants. So on this level, I literally, when I drove here, I was like, Lord, you have to tell me which ones to share, because Ross has only given me 10 minutes because I have so many to share, which is really cool. But the first one, I'm going to share the two most recent ones. The first one is I've got three kids and two older boys and then a little girl. And I was in the shop explaining to my little girl I was buying swimming goggles because they've grown and the sizes of the swimming goggles are not too small. And she's standing in the shop with this pink goggles in her hand. And I'm explaining to her, Lovey, mommy's not going to buy that to you today because there is a pair of goggles at home that fits you, but your two brothers, there's no pairs that fit them. So we're only buying what we need today. We're not buying what you want. And I know the pair at home is blue and you really want this pink and purple ones, but I'm not going to buy it for you because it's a want and it's not a need. And I trust you, the blue ones at home that does fit you swims just as good as these pink ones. They're just not pink, but in any case. So a couple of days later, and I was so proud of her. She understood it, and she's only three. She understands. No. And literally 2 days later, I walk into a friend's house, and she's like, listen, doesn't Frida want this? And it's a pair of pink and purple swimming goggles. And I just look at her, and I'm like, you have no idea how the Lord he realized what's my little girl's want, you know? And he just provided it for her. And I'm not lying when I'm telling you, it happens really a lot with her stuff. I think she's got like a hotline to God in terms of her wants. But the other one, I love making things beautiful. My little boy, somebody asked him, what's your mom's talent? And he said, say more quickies mooi. But I love gardening as well. And obviously, anyone who's a gardener here would know gardening can be actually quite an expensive hobby. And literally after the marriage enrichment camp, my husband and I went for a walk in our garden. And I was like, you know what we really need at the moment, or what this garden need at this moment, is like proper, like topsoil. We like need to like work in the plant, whatever. And he's like, yes, I agree, but not this month. I'm like, yeah, I understand that. Maybe we should budget and find out what does a load full of topsoil cost so that we can budget for next month and see if we can manage it, but our garden really needs it. No. The next day, a lady that was on the camp with us phones me. She said, she needs to come and drop something off at my house. I'm at home. I'm like, yes. She rocks up there with a bucky filled with badamus, horse poop. I'm not allowed to say the other word, but. And she climbs out. She said she knows it's a very weird thing to bring somebody horse poop, but she just really felt God saying to her that she must bring it to me. I'm like, what? Literally yesterday I told my husband our garden needs this. And the Lord just provides. And I've got when I'm talking about leather shoes, I'm talking about bags, I'm talking about perfume, I'm talking about so many testimonies I can give you guys where God saw my want, not my need. We literally just provided in our family's wants in this miraculous, beautiful, detailed manner. And during this year, I got rid of that thing in my heart. Praise the Lord. He saved me from that. And then he let me taste his goodness in ways that I've never tasted in this areas ever. And he's such a good God. He just wants the best for us. And he knows our heart. And the abundance of life that he is willing to give us, I can literally stand here today and I can just testify. Roz knows most of the little detailed stories, but that is actually just why I think you asked me to share this today with you guys.